Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 485, slide. Visible translated text is as follows. 15 number had for that week. The next item, wrappers, requires calculation because every dozen pencils takes a wrapper. People sometimes want them packed in tissue paper, and he has to know which pencils are packed. He has got to go through all the pencils to determine which took wrappers and which did not. Our pencil production averaged 2,900 to 3,000 gross per week. A gross is 144. The next item is skeletons. Skeleton is a cardboard with a little place in it where six pencils go on one side and six on the other, and the wrapper goes around it. The assortment boxes don't take skeletons. The cheaper pencils do. He had to know the details of the productions of pencils to determine how many skeletons were used, just like he did the wrappers. The next item that required figures was lead deliveries. We had two other places where we get material from, slat mills at Oakland City and lead mills at Bell and Decatur Street. Mr. Frank kept the payroll for Bell Street and the lead deliveries for Bell Street. He had to get up for the next item, the slats that were cheap and good. Then he had to calculate all this stuff on down. Next on this big sheet, we have the number of every pencil manufactured. We only use the number that are packed that week. When he gets through, he adds the total of the productions for that week of that department, and he comes over here and puts it down and multiplies it by the price, the selling price, and besides these items, we have pencils that are bad. For instance, we have some of these jobs, if they have plugs in them that are bad, he has to figure the number of plugs and the number of tips that were in his job and put in all his jobs and come over there and put down what his jobs amount to. That requires quite a good deal of calculating. The handwriting on the financial of April 26th is in Mr. Frank's usual and average handwriting, 145.